Trump releases AI action plan, national security imperative for technological dominance. By Sean Moran on July 23, 2025. President Donald Trump on Monday released his administration's artificial intelligence AI action plan, saying it is imperative to remove red tape to achieve and maintain technical dominance on the world stage. Trump's AI action plan aims to remove bureaucratic red tape and ensure that AI platforms have no ideological bias. The plan has three main pillars: accelerating innovation, building out AI infrastructure, and making U.S. hardware and software the standard for AI. Trump said in the action plan, "Today, a new frontier of scientific discovery lies before us, defined by transformative technologies such as artificial intelligence. Breakthroughs in these fields have the potential to reshape the global balance of power, spark entirely new industries, and revolutionize the way we live and work. As our global competitors race to exploit these technologies, it is a national security imperative for the United States to achieve and maintain unquestioned and unchallenged global technological dominance. To secure our future, we must harness the full power of American innovation." David Sachs, the White House AI czar, said on Wednesday, "It's a global competition now to lead in artificial intelligence. And we want the United States to win that race." Sachs continued, "AI is a revolutionary technology that's going to have profound ramifications for both the economy and for national security. So it is just very important that America continue to be the dominant power in AI." The plan would consider a state's AI regulatory environment when choosing to dole out federal funds for AI development. The Big Beautiful Bill contained a provision that would bar states from receiving $500 million in additional broadband funding if they chose to regulate AI on a state level. However, it was removed after Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, led a movement to allow states to regulate AI based on concerns about child safety, exploiting content creators, and censoring conservatives. Some have criticized the Trump AI plan for prioritizing the interests of big tech over privacy advocates and labor organizations that have issues with the plan. A coalition of privacy advocates, labor unions, and others wrote to Trump on Wednesday, saying the plan should not move to set a moratorium on AI regulation. The letter stated, "Congress's inability to enact comprehensive legislation enshrining AI protections leaves millions of Americans more vulnerable to existing threats described above, such as discrimination, and all of us exposed to the unpredictable safety risks posed by this nascent industry." During one hearing in July, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, said that Meta and other AI companies have willfully pirated droves of copyrighted content to train its AI models. That being said, those in favor of the AI action plan believe that it is imperative to have dynamic deregulation policies in place to outperform China and other nations on artificial intelligence. Michael Krastios, the White House Director of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, wrote, "Today the White House released America's AI action plan to win the global race. We need to out-innovate our competitors, build AI and energy infrastructure, and export American AI around the world." James Chernyavsky, the head of Emerging Tech Policy for the Consumer Choice Center, wrote, "This is a bold vision for the future of ensuring hashtag AI leadership by the Trump admin. The golden age of America is made possible when we position our innovators to be as successful as possible. The economy of tomorrow starts with the building blocks laid out in this action plan." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.